Good evening, fellow brewers and tweet heads. It's Foss here with just a little thing really that's on my mind at the moment. Probably looking back now, about a week ago, just over a week ago, I decided, I'm going to go for it on my iPhone 3GS. So I was going to jailbreak it. So after much research and much, playing around and sort of, can it be done? Is it going to work? Is it going to break? Am I going to enter the perils of walking around with a lovely, shiny 16GB brick? I thought, I'm going to go for it. Anyway, I did. And it worked. No problems. But I'm now sort of, like I said, about a week and a half into jailbreaking. Why did I do it? Was it aimed as an up yours Apple? I don't think it was. I think I really did it because I wanted to see what the benefits were going to be. I knew mainly that the benefits were going to be to do with adding themes and the customization that many phone, not just iPhone, but many phone users like. As Apple customers, with the iPhones, it's something that, apart from adding a bit of wallpaper and being able to choose a couple of different ringtones that they give to us, unless, of course, we want to buy ringtones from the mighty iTunes, then iTunes Store, rather, sorry, then, those sort of customizations are not ours. So I thought, yeah, I would do it. And I did. And I must admit, I've downloaded quite a few themes and really sort of tinkered about it quite a lot. And I've got it looking pretty good and I'm quite pleased with it. But I'm thinking, was it really worth it? Well, I've got a few applications that I didn't have before through the Sidious site and Installus, another useful application, which I didn't realise, first of all, probably after the first initial download and seeing what was available to me, which is actually a kind of a torrent store, or a kind of a torrent site, rather. So it's really, come to light that there's a lot, as there is on the internet anyway, there's a lot of illegal files and cranked apps, not just utilities, but also games on there. And whilst it's nice to get a £5 game for absolutely nothing, you do sort of wonder, well, if we all start doing this, people won't bother making these good little apps. I know there's 30, well, I think I heard yesterday something ridiculous, like 30 million iPhones or something ridiculous. I don't know. Being sold worldwide. So obviously, not everyone is going to jailbreak their phone, and that's fair enough. But I'm wondering now, really, in principle, was it a good thing to do? Because, I don't know, I'm toying with the idea of undoing the jailbreak, but I'm worrying about that going wrong now. Have I done the right thing? I don't know. It seems to be running okay, and touch wood. But as if you were listening to this and you're a 3G or a 3GS customer, particularly aimed at the 3GS customers, you know that we've now got firmware 3.1 come our way. And I shoot videos quite a bit of my children. I like to upload them to YouTube. And a big benefit of that 3.1 firmware has been the ability to trim videos and not have to use them primarily as the item that is saved on your phone. You get to be able to just use that to zoom off to YouTube and keep the original. So I'm thinking now, do I un-jailbreak or do I just bugger it? I know Zurich is saying through Cydia that there probably will be a way around this in time, but will there? I don't know. What's your thoughts, YouTubers and tweet heads and booers? Who knows?